too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
That time again. It is Saturday morning. It is 6 a.m. Pacific time. We are the 99%. That too. We are the 47%. And it's that time. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, wake up. And if you're not awake, you will wake up.
Want to welcome everyone in the chat room, both live and in the archive, and everyone that's going to take the time to listen to Sports Talk with the Guys. It's a brand new day. So I got to believe, since we survived the apocalypse, since we survived Armageddon,
we are too sexy.
And I have a great hat this morning. It's all for the big dog. Yeah, lately, I usually do the program in my skivvies, or I don't even know if I'm even acclaimed to that, but now that the big dog is going to be here this morning, I have to have something on. I speak it, and he is here. Yes, he is. And I play this in honor of the big dog.
Jimmy, you're in your skivvies.
No, man.
There you are.
You're in my skivvies?
Yeah.
Man, my wife must be having an attack then.
That's my new internet.
What? Not my song.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the Runts are on the air, and we are live and going and blowing, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot to talk about this morning. The Runts are on the air. No doubt about it. I got to tell you, life is good in the hood, big dog. How are you doing? It's been a while. Welcome to NDB Media Headquarters. It isn't that cold this morning.
No, it's not.
My wife actually left the door open overnight, so it would warm up.
Ah, it was freezing when I left. There was ice. Yeah. There was ice on my car.
There was ice?
Yes, there was.
I feel like we're watching the Jamaican bobsled team again. There was ice.
That was a funny movie.
Oh, it was a great movie. Did you know that was the second movie that my wife and I ever saw together when we were? Well, no, it was actually the second movie we've ever seen. The first movie was The Fugitive, where your line originates.
Which is?
Never mess with the big dog. I mean that. You never mess with the big dog.
That's not connected to anything. Okay.
Whoa, hey, baby. No, no, no.
It wasn't connected to it.
Yeah, I know. What a shock. Okay, hold on a minute. You got to plug a little in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have another slot. Whoa, my computer just went dark.
That's what we get when we come in late here, big dog. Here,
plug it in down here. Oh, here's the yellow cord. You can use this one. Here's a big dog.
What, is that one connected?
No, but it will be once you plug it in there.
Well, that's why.
Come on, you're a man and shit. Come on.
That's what I have here.
What?
Mine didn't light up. But okay.
We'll get a damn if it lights up right now. Oh, well, wait a minute. That might not be the right connection. Oh, it's... okay, well, whatever. It's a Ethernet one. I don't think they all light up anyway. Who cares? How you doing, big dog?
Doing yourself.
Well,
I am wide awake.
Oh, you're not doing well?
No, I'm sick as a dog.
Man, speaking of being as sick as a dog, good morning, Matt Alvarez. How are you there, pal? Glad to see you. It was a great program. Matt wasn't feeling very well yesterday. That's why he started off an hour late.
Oh.
Drove the NDB media team into a frenzy, which is code for me having a hissy. But I just don't know otherwise. And that's great that he's in there. And I got to tell you, life is good in the hood, big dog. There's a lot of stuff going on in sports. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, I know. I have to say my name incessantly. I know. It's what I do.
I actually got a smile out of the big dog this early in the morning.
Yes, Matt, you are the first one here. And
I was listening to Matt's program, and it's always great listening to Matt's program, but Big Dog, we're not the only ones that question his age. He was asked on air, Matt, how old are you?
You mean the police were talking to him again?
No, let me tell you, the police were in the program. And I thought it was so incredibly amusing. And I put in the chat room, see, we're not the only ones that harass you.
Hey, NGD Media.
What about it? What are you talking about?
The connections, the wireless connections are available.
Oh, it's NGD Media. Oh, wait, why, you didn't plug in? Use this one. Use the yellow one. The politically correct one. No, this one, sweetheart. This one. Okay, well, if you're going to plug in. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Come on, just do it. Put it in there. Oh,
good man. Such skill.
I'll need the security code later.
Not really if you're plugging in directly like that.
Well, I know, but I like having both
codes. Oh, of course. You will have both codes. Matt Alvarez is 14. That's the code. The super secret password to Matt, or the super, well, that's,
Barney loves you.
I'm going to be cool. Big Dog, thank you for getting the juju juice this morning.
You have the right one, hold on.
Oh, there's right and wrong?
No, yes, because mine is, yours is Colombian.
What's yours, Venezuelan?
Mine is French vanilla.
No wonder why. You know, I say to action, the Big Dog puts his arms up. He's French. I'm Colombian. Colombian gold, baby. You didn't see the movie Down the Drain with the little mice? Or the mises? Or the mooses? Whatever they are? And when they say, to action! The little frogs put their hands up. Because they're French. Because that's what they do. Oh, he's telling us off by okay. Welcome back, Big Dog. Welcome back. I haven't been pushing the buttons because they've become your realm. They've become your menage a trois. Your nom de plume, your, I don't know, whatever. So I got Colombian this morning, huh? Yeah, there are a lot of Colombian women that are beautiful. And
I don't think I've seen a Colombian woman that's not beautiful.
Fair enough.
And it has my favorite part of the body.
Oh, you're a butt man.
Hell yeah, I am. Boy, Brazilians, they're blessed.
Oh, I know. Did you know the Brazilians did not win Miss America or the Miss Universe? An American woman won, and she's Latin. Merry Christmas, boys and girls, because I'm sure women were watching it too. They were some hotties. Oh my God!
Hotties,
yeah, but this was Miss Universe.
They're even more so.
I don't know how Miss Philippines got there, but hey, whatever.
Was she pretty?
In my humble opinion. Wow. Okay. Look. If she show up right here, I'd ignore her. I would ignore her. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, it's because Mrs. Scorekeeper was here. So if Mrs. Scorekeeper
was here. Oh, that it. Okay, yes. We had a great conversation on the program yesterday, on the Tanya's program. Apparently, all three of us were, there was a pass made at all three of us. Both Tanya, Shy, and myself. But I recorded mine.
I made a pass at you.
Grim in the chat room. Kind of funny.
I was catching up on Grim season one, actually.
Yeah, well, they said I was pretty, and they said, and it was clearly implied, I'm Roger. I'm not the host. Because I was into the NBB Media one, and they said, oh, but you are, and I'm going to have to go over the rest of the conversation later. But such as the name conversations are, we'll get to Bleacher Report shortly.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on over there, and it's so fun.
And before I forget,
Merry Christmas, the Lakers, so they've won three in a row?
No, actually, kind of close. I want to congratulate Darlene and her team, the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh my God, what the hell is up with that?
And they've won their, I believe it's 13th in a row, or 12th in a row.
No, that's not a good number.
Hey, they can win all they want during the regular season. It ain't going to make a difference. I already told you.
Hey, stop talking about my Yankees.
No, at least your Yankees have 27 rings to polish. You know.
Hell, even I'm not falling back on that one anymore. We have more wins than anyone. Kicked everyone's butt in the regular season.
I should go with that one now because the Lakers do have more wins than anyone in all of basketball.
Really?
All time.
Even the Boston?
Oh, yes. By a lot. By like about 70 or 80, like about a season's worth of games. Wow.
Well, we'll get to the Dodger when it comes to eating contracts. Because there was a great article in the USA Today Sports Weekly about, can Greinke go back to the future? And they're talking about 2009, all the contracts that were signed. It just goes to show you, just looking at 1 year, how stupid the owners are.
Mm-hmm.
But great for the players. Hey, you know how, hey, you know what?
I don't
they offer them money.
I don't begrudge them either.
I don't begrudge them, hell. I love them so much that I wish they would make an appearance here.
That would be great.
Yeah, it would, but then again, I mean, we can't get any hot chicks to show up. Matt Alvarez is saying, nothing and don't say everyone. I'm the only one here.
Well, Matt, because, you know, we're going to have, you know, tens of thousands of downloads later, so
actually, dude, we're crossing into 2,000 downloads now, and so is Matt. Matt, have you seen your numbers, homie? Oh my God!
Well, see, when he went to school, he told all his friends at school, you know, to listen to him.
I wonder if the posers are listening to him too. You think the jocks listen in the band? And I think his largest audience.
Oh, you're talking high school now. I was thinking like elementary school, fifth grade.
My daughter, Giselle, and I had gone to the market. Did I tell you this story?
No.
It's a true story. Went to the market about 2 weeks ago.
You always tell true stories.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you should log in right now, Matt, and check the numbers. Because he says he'll log in after. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. My daughter and I went.
Or Matt can log in under your name and just knock you back off. Like,
which is
wonderful. Like, he likes to do.
Yeah. And I think I actually came across as too heavy last time when they said that. It's funny, you know. Don't log in when we're doing a program, damn it! Or go into the chat room.
How do you like your new internet?
You'll tell me at the how fast it is. I don't know if I can handle this. It's been like since 2003 that I've had caviar. Yeah, it's bad. Even the wireless is damn bad.
Is this cable or what is it?
It's the one that both you and I owe money to that we can't get.
So how'd you get it?
It's certainly not my name. what was that about telling true stories there, Big Dog?
Yeah, you know, that's a lie, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's most definitely a lie. Yes, anyway. I told that one a little too quick and a little too straight up, Big Dog.
What are you running, 30 minutes? 30 minutes? 15, 45, 60? 80?
It's 100, like 30.
30? Yeah, somebody did.
30 Mbps or something, whatever.
Yeah, think about it. Okay, it's per second.
But up, going up, it's 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always slower on your uploads.
Oh, but downloads, sweet.
Yeah, your downloads
are Netflix is awesome! You guys been watching a lot of Scrubs lately? Oh, Matt's wide awake this morning. Dude, you want in? Come on in. But I was listening to his program, and I really enjoyed it. It was good stuff. I meant to join the program, but I got called away in the middle because I wanted to wish Matt Alvarez a Merry Christmas. I'm wishing it now. I'm wishing it to everyone on the DJ Media. I've been making appearances on all the programs during this week, and I will continue to do so for the next week. I am jolly, jolly, benevolent dictator Roger. Man, good program yesterday. It was enjoyable. I mean, let me tell you, I was getting messages. Dude, what's wrong? Is it Matt on today? I'm like, yeah, why? And I was like, he's not on. And I was shocked. I mean, Matt Alvarez misses a program a year, and he tells me like a year in advance.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
He does it every year. You know, when he gets his summer vacation and he's got to go and gets to spend summer camp with his friends.
He gets to go to summer camp, yeah.
Yeah, and he always tells me in advance, and it was just, Matt was not feeling very well yesterday, and I really sent the bloodhounds after him. I mean, I don't call my host. You missed the adult version of the Sentinel. Oh, no! Yeah, I did. But it was good. Oh, my God, Big Dog, thank you. You gave me a jolt this morning.
Colombian.
Put your pants back on.
Mm-hmm. Colombian.
But this is not the butt. I'm a breast man. Hey, Matt.
Yes, you are.
Matt, are you a butt man or are you a breast man? I mean, the Big Dog's a butt man. I'm a breast man.
But not like humongous. I mean, it's got to be.
Oh, no. You love the humongous ones.
No.
You love the Shakira ones, even though she's Venezuelan.
Shakira, that's not big.
No, I'm talking about those.
Oh, the Eddie Murphy ones?
Yeah.
Oh. I love it when he did that song for, what was it? Shrek. I like big butts.
I'm in between.
Yes, you are. Oh, my goodness.
Do you like stomachs?
Well,
what? Belly button?
I don't know. I'm sure
he's in between, so, you know, between.
Well, maybe he likes both. Maybe he's bi. He just likes butts and the breast. So, anyway. Big Dog, can we get back to the 13-game victory thingy for the Clippers? Congratulations to the team and everyone else.
12-game winning streak.
Oh, my God, yes.
Club record.
No, wait, 12 or 13?
12.
I said 13.
I was wrong.
I was wrong in harassing you then. Oh, no, wait, I think I was right in harassing you.
So they tied the longest winning streak for the season in the NBA with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Someone else won 12 this year?
Oklahoma City.
Really?
When Oklahoma City had 12, they had 11. So Oklahoma lost their number 13 win. Well, they're trying for number 13. So we'll see if the Clips can outdo that.
Oh.
And, of course, it was a melee yesterday.
What happened? Say it ain't so, Big Dog.
Carmelo Anthony and a few others were kicked out of the games. Melo got kicked out for flagrant foul. They already had a technical, so that was foul number two. Or technical foul number two.
That's a long
move. Mm-hmm. So he got kicked out. Coach Mike Woodson complained about the call.
Oh.
He got kicked out. And I would love to see it uncovered because evidently as he was walking off, he was saying something because he blurred out his lips.
Oh, so he must have been, Vince Scully wasn't there.
He must have been cussing out the ref.
You know, Vince Scully is probably one of the best to be able to read everyone's lips. I got to admit, he is damn funny. When
and then later on in the same game, it looked like, let's see, who were the other two that got kicked out? I believe it was Jakeem Noah and, all right, I'm stalling here a little bit. Why?
Like it matters. Don't worry about it, Big Dog. Just say you're stalling.
No.
I mean, people shouldn't be surprised here with NDB Media. We kill brain cells. That's what we do. We are the friends of Saturday morning. And we are controlling the program. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. It was a great game doing the football lingerie league.
Yes, that was fun.
Number six, Seattle missed.
As I said, Jakeem Noah.
I'm sorry, what was that? You said what about number six? We were actually, the Big Dog and I were being voyeurs. We were checking out everyone in the Canadian Football League and in the American Lingerie Football League.
Yes.
My
very,
God.
Very beautiful
Regina, women. Regina, huh?
Very beautiful women.
Up in Saskatoon, huh? Oh, my God. It's like you don't lose on that one.
It's Saskatoon.
From Saskatoon. They're like all beauties. Oh, my God.
No wonder Tim doesn't want to leave Canada.
He's actually very close to Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
They are hot. Oh, my God, are they hot. But Kerry Warren, number six from the Seattle Mets.
Jakeem Noah got kicked out.
I'm not done with my hottie.
Along with Tyson Chandler and Josh Smith. They all got kicked out of the game. There was a little bit of a pushing and shoving match in the fourth quarter. So there were five ejections in all. And we'll see what the fines and or suspensions coming soon with the Chicago game. Sorry. No, it's because I want to cough.
No.
Sorry, guys. Let's look at the standings real quick in the NBA.
I have to apologize. I haven't eaten in like 3 days, and the Big Dog brought me Colombian coffee. He brought me a muffin. What flavor muffin is it?
Cheese.
A cheese muffin. Are we talking about big butts?
You want?
I want muffin.
Mm. No. That'd be a cottage cheese. You don't want that. You want them nice and tight.
Oh, so I got it wrong? You see, I'm not a butt guy. Finish up. Jakeem Noah and all those other idiots.
Anyways, in the Eastern Conference, the number one team now, actually with the best record,
He's not Boston.
He's Miami at 17-6. New York is right there also at 19-7.
But D'Antoni's over with the Lakers now.
Followed by Atlanta, Chicago, Milwaukee, Indiana, Brooklyn, and then Boston at number 8 at 13-13. The lowly Washington Wizards are still there at 3-21, the worst team in the NBA. In the Western Conference, it is the Oklahoma City Thunder. One game behind them at 20-6 are the Clippers. Oklahoma City is 21-5. Followed by Memphis, San Antonio, Golden State, Minnesota, Houston, and Denver. My Lakers are bringing up the rear, but they're hopefully getting a comeback. As today, we're finally going to find out what D'Antoni wanted, because finally making, we're about 80% sure.
Guard this, baby.
That Steve Nash will make his return today. In tonight's game, but if not, he will definitely be back on the Christmas Day game. So, Christmas present to L.A., guys, a little bit early. Steve Nash is back.
Yeah, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, today is December 22nd.
Mm-hmm. We're still here.
Yeah. It's kind of disappointing.
So much.
I actually canceled my 11:30 program, and I think my co-host said if he's awake, you know, he might join me. He probably was, and I got to apologize because I wasn't. I called it early. I think I saw Pedro something or other from the Colombian drug lord thingy. There's something on Channel 52 about the Pablo Escobar. It's kind of entertaining, actually.
What happened with him?
Oh, it's a story of, it's like a dramedy. It's, you know, a dramedy, yeah. No, that's not a dramedy, because that's a drama and a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, well, you could think of it as a comedy, because they did it, but actually could. A lot of cute women. Oh.
Of course.
And, you know, every time they add new characters, you're like, oh, they're dead. They're dead. I tell it to my wife now. Like, oh, got to set up their backstory because they're going to die too. Oh,
and yet you still haven't watched The Godfather.
Someone slammed me about The Godfather
yesterday. Yeah, I did. Oh, yesterday. Okay.
You know, my wife's gentleman caller.
Your wife had a gentleman caller?
He's a little rat bastard. I think he's 15 or 16. Yeah, they were playing video games, thank God. Yeah, she had a gentleman caller. And his name is Miguel. I was trying to work that in with Matt, but Matt never had the balls to call me when my daughter's here. Even the older one, Matt, he's never had the ball. Oh, going back to my stupid story, we went to the market, we went to Super 8, and it's right there in Southgate, right? And as we walked in, this kid, he had glasses on. He was a tall kid. He was about my height. Passed us by. But he was obvious. I'm like, oh, checking out your daughter there. Well, my daughter. So he went over to the fruits and vegetables, and sure enough, the little rat bastard showed up again. And he walked right by. And then as we're leaving the store, made his presence felt again. Walked right by me. And I'm like, that little ballsy kid. And I asked my daughter, hey, did you notice the young gentleman attempter? Because it wasn't a caller. He was an attempter because he was going by trying to get her attention. She said, yeah, I did. So we're already walking out the store. We got bags full of them. Like, you want to go back and try to get his number? She goes, yeah. He was wearing a middle school uniform. I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't see that. I did not see that. He was wearing a middle school uniform. I'm like, wow. That was ballsy.
You missed the opportunity, though.
What's that? Oh, of course I did. I was already, like,
to mad dog them.
I've actually enjoyed this. I allow them to come over, and then I mad dog this shit out
of them. Oh, no. After that, maybe the second, or you said the third time he came around,
yeah.
I would have said, what the F are you looking at?
Actually, I have messed with him. It's part of the fun. It's part of the role I have to play.
That's right.
That's right, baby. Oh, yeah, and I think Matt overreacted on that one. Sorry, Matt, but hey, you never know. And yes, Matt, I did notice your Facebook pages. Oh, my goodness! Whoa! There it is! I haven't been paying attention. I have been remiss in doing that. And I'm going to play a good one for it because I like it. And it's only for eight. Well, what am I going to do? You know, I played the A-team. I don't want to be repetitious.
Or Brian Harris.
Well, I don't know if he's here per se, but yeah.
Well, I'll have him in my chat room.
Well, he's not in the chat room, but he's...
He's on the phone?
You know, this may not be politically correct, but I'm going to play this one for Ryan, because he's here. Here we go. With all the innuendos and everything you could assume from it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
I was a rap master, aren't I? Oh, younger than I am. He certainly is a player.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't want them.
Okay, I think I woke up the neighborhood. Sorry. I'm a little stupid having it on that early in the morning. Good morning, Brian. How are you, dude? Did you survive the apocalypse? Are there
doing good, guys. How's it going?
I'm doing very well, Brian, but are there zombies in your neck of the woods? Are you okay? Is everything cool?
Yeah, I mean, the world couldn't end, but I'm on Interstate 285, so I'm having to be very careful while I'm driving.
Interstate 285. Can you send us your...
He's in Atlanta, so that means he had like 4 cars or something on the street.
Oh, harsh, dude. So you have like 4 cars in Atlanta? Is that true?
4 cars. We have about 8 lanes of traffic, and everybody's packed, going about 95. So, yeah, this is Atlanta. Big city.
Come to L.A. and then talk to me about driving.
That's right. Or even San Leandro.
Atlanta's bad, though. I mean, there's too many people in Atlanta for the amount of roads they have, so that's what makes it bad.
Oh, wait, Big Dog, you've been to Atlanta.
Too many diesel truck drivers for my taste.
I don't know. I didn't make it to Atlanta.
Well, but I thought it was in Miami where they have all the illegal contraband coming in and all the trucks. What the hell? I didn't know Atlanta was a crossroads from the south to the north. I thought that was
migrant workers are there for the seasonal stuff.
No, they don't like them in Georgia anymore.
They're still there. They don't like them here, but they're still here.
No, they're tolerated here. Do I have a tissue? Use
maybe.
What's up, guys? How are y'all doing today?
That's right.
Here.
We're doing okay.
The guy has to blow his nose. Forgive me.
Sure,
you got to sneeze really bad. Oh, okay, hold on, here we go. Sneeze, Big Dog, sneeze. It's good for you. Rumor has it, and I have asked women about this, that if you sneeze, that's the closest thing to an orgasm. And if you ask most women, and I'm not talking about the 18-year-olds because they don't know any different, but if you ask the older women, especially the ones that have been married, they'll tell you, hell no, it's not. But we guys think that's the closest thing to an orgasm. Oh, here we go. Way to go, Big Dog, way to go. Hold on a minute. Oh, here, again? Oh, now he's blowing. Wow. I can tell you're sick. Thanks for sharing.
I sent you a text and you still wanted me here.
That's not what you asked me.
Yes.
You said I'm sick. Is it okay?
Is it still like
well, it's luck, and I have no authority to say whether you're sick or not.
What are you talking? You're the benevolent one. You have all the authority.
Oof. Wow. Hey, did you hear that, Brian? I'm the benevolent one.
Yeah, now whether we listen to it or not, that's a whole other story.
That is a whole other story. All the hosts on NDB Media are in full, flat-out rebellion. They don't listen to me. They don't answer my questions. You see, Brian answers everything I ask him, but he's like, well, you would never answer me, though, you rat bastard. But that's neither here nor there, because I'm the benevolent dictator. But you can tell that Brian...
And we're nice because we have the cater part to it.
So you say I'm a benevolent tater?
No, we advocate.
Hey, Brian, what's the matter? Are you catching Big Dog's cold? Or is it just cold out there?
No, it's my wife's coughing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Tarvino. We're on
Tarvino. No,
oh, but
I have headphones on, and you can hear her in the background.
Okay, do you know that's illegal to have headphones on when you're driving, even in Atlanta, Georgia?
No, it's not. My hands are free.
Okay, wait, are you driving?
Yeah.
Okay, the big dog's doing an obscene gesture right now about what you're doing when you're driving. All we know is that you're... well, it's because your wife is there, you got headphones on, and your hands are free. Where the hell does that take us, Brian? Please, Brian, take us.
I can't right now.
Are we busy?
No, he doesn't want to sit in front of his wife.
He doesn't want to sit in front of his wife.
Okay, fair. Is that his wife's going to ban him from listening to us because we're, you know, well, we are.
Yeah, we are stupid. We are the runt. Oh, my goodness. Well, now you heard my story about the middle schooler. It's a true story. It really happened. Oh, my God, what was that big dog? You're having an epiphany.
No, your man Bynum is ready to start rehab.
My man Bynum? You know, I want to, you know, I felt like I was in a management meeting right now. And when division heads are stupid, and it causes me to have to say again, do you know what again means for labor man? It means stop being stupid. Stop being stupid. Oh, let me see. Hold on a minute. Let's see. Whenever a division head is in front of me and I have to say again, that's code for stop being stupid. Sorry, I had to get that out of me. As apparently the big dog did. He took a dump behind my bookcases. how many civilizations do we have established back there now?
I don't know. Once again, your man Bynum has been cleared to begin practice. To begin his rehab.
What the hell's her name again? Andrew Bynum.
Yes, yeah. Andrew.
Andy.
It's funny because Colby took a shot at him because, as we talked about it on Monday.
No love lost there.
Actually, no. Colby said it was fine because that's the type of player he is and he totally understands.
What, a dumbass?
Yeah, that Bynum is, but, you know, he said it in a nice way.
Oh, I'll never say it in a nice way.
Maybe we get Brian's thinking on this. Did you hear what Andrew Bynum had to say during the week?
No. I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
He was saying that that when he was with the Lakers, that he thought it was great that Kobe was always being double-teamed. This way he could get the ball whenever he wanted, wherever he wanted. And in the years that progressed, then when he finally left the Lakers this past offseason, he realized that Kobe being double-teamed all the time actually stunted his growth as a player because he was able to get the ball whenever and wherever he wanted. So getting the ball whenever he wanted made him not as good a player as he thinks he could be.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a lot of excuses from a sore loser to me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, big dog. I mean, if we're on a team, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, I mean, do you know?
And you get the opportunity to get whenever you want.
We score! We bang them boards and we score! I mean, and I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And instead he's saying, no, Kobe stunted my growth as a player.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
And
oh, me.
And when it got back to Kobe, Kobe was like, that, you know, he's entitled to his opinion. He's all,
yeah, whatever.
But playing with me, he's all, I'm, essentially Kobe said, I'm like the number one guy, so yes, I'm going to get the ball all the time. You know, and you have to deal with it, and you have to, you know, work your way around it. Bynum should just shut his mouth and look at the two rings that he has.
Which he never played on the teams anyway, right?
No, he played on the 2010 team. He helped a lot on that one.
How about this?
No. The 2009, he came back at the very, very end, didn't do a lot.
Yeah.
He was just the big man in the middle. But 2010,
Okay, now, wait a minute. Do you say the 2009 season where they won in 2010, or do you say when they won in 2009?
2009. The 2008-2009 season.
See, that's why I think basketball is so effed up, because we don't do this 08, 09, 09, 010. We're just like in 2010. In 2009.
Well, that's because you play in the entire...
Yes, because we're normal.
You play in a fiscal year.
A fiscal year?
Yes.
Whoa, Taxman's not on right now. Taxman is not
Actually,
on.
Actually, I take that back because fiscal years are all different in all companies.
It still could have been appropriate.
You play in a calendar year. Whereas...
Wow, you're getting my money-making gonad going, dude. So, Ryan...
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. And actually, let me do it this way. Bri, how's your wife there? How's she doing?
She's still coughing, trying to fight this cold.
Did she just say scorekeeper sucks or something?
Yeah,
it sounded like that.
Scorekeeper sucks. I'm trying to get her on the air with you guys. Let me get her on. No, she won't come on. She's shaking her. She's shaking her head no.
Oh, we won't recognize her because
Brian. Just a word.
Right.
A word of advice with us: don't pause in the middle of something when you say you're going to get her off.
Yeah.
And then pause because that opens the door for us, man. You know.
I mean, the big dog and I made eye contact.
We respect your wife, so we kept quiet.
My wife's from Russia. I got her online.
She's from Russia?
Yeah, I bought her online. How much were you? $3,000? I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
He bought her for how many rubles?
I can beat me to it, yes.
Oh, man. I'm joking, guys. Hold on. I'm getting punched in the face right now. Hold on.
Oh, that was good. Okay, so is her name Ivanova, Svetlana, Katrina? What's her name? And you can make it up, dude. It's okay.
I don't even know her name. Her American name now is Michelle.
Her American name. Oh, my God. That's a beautiful name, by the way. That's my daughter's middle name.
So her name would be like Mishka or something.
Oh, that's right. It could be Mishka. That's right. You don't even know her original Russian name? Wow,
nope.
You elitist bastard. You don't even know her past. You just know, your certificate of ownership. Ah, Dasvidanya.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to go on mute for just a few minutes and I'll hit one. I'm going to be listening, though, okay?
Oh, so in other words, the woman said, you better shut the hell up.
Oh, exactly.
Okay.
I've got to do a few things right here. I've got to stop, and so I'll be back on in a few, okay?
All right, Brian.
I hope we don't get you in trouble, Bri. What is it with you that I call him Bri? Is it bad? Is it wrong? I mean,
I'm just laughing.
Why, because I never call you pee-pee? I can call you pee-pee.
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me. You can call him whatever you want. I just think it's funny.
I'm not going to call you whatever I want.
No, call him whatever you want.
I call him whatever I want. I don't know. It's the Couch Potato. He's live with us. How you doing, Couch Potato?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Who the hell are you talking to when you say good morning, gentlemen?
Well, you know, hey, you know, sometimes you got to stretch it a little bit.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said. And Mr. Clark, next time you set up the reservations, you rat bastard, you better stretch it a little and say, let's see, two idiots in the room, not one.
Well, here's what you do. Here's what you do. It is www.travelocity.com.
Oh! That was scorekeeper. Actually, go to hell.
I have never lived down this for 2.5 years.
What I was just going to text you on the side, I was going to say, make sure it's a twin bed instead.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Make it really hard for you. So,
but I'm
Bri, he's a boy band member.
I'm sorry, Sonny, what was that?
Bri, he's a boy band member.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Well, that would be a name for that, yeah.
I forget where I get Bri from, but I just thought it was funny. It was so funny. I actually did it on his program on Sunday night.
Oh, I bet that went over good.
Oh, it went over so well. He'll never live it down, man.
That will be forever one of the things that he is known by friends and people that he don't even know. So,
what you should do is go over to Brian's show on the Pigskin Pick'em on Saturdays and call him Bri.
You know what? He's still a good guy, though.
Yeah, he'll do that on his show. See what happens.
We'll find out when he
brings his country ass kicking attitude to California one day, and we'll find out.
As a
matter of fact, you'd be surprised. Sonny, we are going to be doing a NDB Media Pass Potato Weigh-In Sports Lollapalooza.
Oh, is he going to go to Vegas?
Well, his partner, and I use this carefully knowing his wife is there.
Is that the Russian?
His wife is Russian.
I know.
Yeah, but no. His partner, Trey Patterson, from Weigh-In Sports, is in Las Vegas. And we're already making a plan to call the Las Vegas Sin with him when we actually are able to call these games.
Yeah, that's you're actually be right there on at the that would be great. There's not a game in February when we're already going to be there. That would be a kick.
You'll be there in February?
Big Dog says, we're going to be there in February? Yes, Big Dog. And it was so funny because the Big Dog said, do you want me to drive? Oh, hell no, we don't fit in your car. You're going to go because NDB Media is going to spend a few bucks so we could actually be there for a few days. It's during the school year, so we are going to leave Friday afternoon.
Can you leave the kids here?
I'm sorry? No, the kids have to go.
Have to go.
Well, but we're going to get two rooms for them.
How old are they? Leave them at home. Leave them at home, put some food in a bowl, and leave.
You know, I wouldn't normally be in on this one, but they're my daughters.
Did that Mrs. Storekeeper make, like, about four dinners, put them in the fridge?
Actually, they're good with chicken noodles.
There you go.
They love chicken
ramen.
Noodles.
Ramen and hot dogs. Or you guys don't eat hot dogs, do you?
You can go to hell, Sonny Clark. We eat hot dogs. We just call them perro calientes.
See, you know what's good if you ever have the opportunity, scorekeepers, take a hot dog, okay? Put it in a tortilla and add the ketchup and mustard. Hey, that's some good eating. I don't care what anybody says.
We've never tried that one because that's not normal in our society.
Yeah,
I know. It's just something I had to do because I was out of bread and buns. So I thought I'd give it a whirl, and then come to find out it's pretty damn good.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I bow to you, Mr. Clark, and I really did. Didn't I do that?
Yep. No, what we do, Sonny, is we go downtown, we go to the corner and get the ones that are bacon wrapped. Those are the best. I actually
heart attack on a stick.
Yeah. Cholesterol, everything on a stick.
Has Cuervo called in yet?
No, Cuervo has not called in yet.
Oh, that bum. He's on the road. He left at 6 o'clock hour time, which was 2 hours and 45 minutes ago. So I'm actually surprised he hasn't called in as of yet unless he's having a traffic jam trying to get out of Chicago. But my guess was by the time you guys came on air, if he left at 6, he'd be around Peoria, Illinois, or Bloomington, Illinois, one of the two, heading down to Tennessee.
From Tennessee?
Wait a minute, why the hell is he going down? Oh, that's right. Remember, he's actually white, so his family lives in Tennessee.
Yeah, his wife is of the Spanish descent, and she lives. Her family is in California, but his boss made him stay for some party when he was actually supposed to be on a plane with her to go to California, and they were gonna. I guess you guys were gonna see if you could set up and do a show, but. With his work and everything pretty much making him stay on Friday, his wife is in California, and he's decided to go down and see his family down in Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook because he was excited because he said his wife left, and then he was able to buy his Jordan tennis shoes or something or other.
Yeah, he got a refund on his airline ticket.
Oh, is that why he bought the Jordans? Okay.
I think that's why.
Yeah.
The black and white. Hey, and I'm not a Jordan. Matter of fact, I'm all about white tennis shoes. I don't like black tennis shoes. Those are pretty damn cool.
Hold on. Wait. Time out here. This is a white man saying that he likes white tennis shoes as opposed to black tennis shoes.
That's right. I'm prejudiced.
Hold on. Is your wife good with that? Does she like white tennis shoes over black tennis shoes?
Actually, she's weird. She's got some ugly brown shoes that she wears. She calls them... She calls them Uggs. See, the funny thing is, that's a funny story. She said that they're Uggs, and I said, yeah, they're pretty ugly. She said, no, that's the damn brand name. I was like, oh, okay. I thought she was giving me some kind of thing saying they're ugly shoes, but evidently that's a brand name I've never heard of.
Actually,
I thought that was foreplay.
Actually, Sonny, your wife's very hip because Uggs are for the like 15 to 25 year olds.
Oh, yeah, hey, my wife is hip though.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife is hip. So
yeah,
me, I just keep it, you know, kind of, you know, simple. And I've always been like that as well. I'm not very much in fancy clothes, fancy anything in reality. So, you know, that's kind of about the way I do things.
Same here.
Well, but we saw how you dressed over for your radio programs in Vegas. You were impressively dressed, Couch Potato.
I was? That's impressive?
Yeah.
To me, that's
impressive.
Okay.
Yeah, he had his colors on.
I had my Couch Potato Sports Show. I had my Couch Potato Sports Show polo on.
That's right. I noticed that little blob on your left side.
That little blurb. Yeah.
Sorry.
And then I wore when we were at Golden Gate. I think I wore a purple long sleeve shirt because it was February, because it was just damn cold.
Yeah, and I had my Yankee jersey, and the big dog had his Lakers jersey when we were, you know,
Angels.
You know, Sonny, we.
That's right. He had the eight. Oh, he remembered that. Oh,
yep.
More of a boyer than.
It's embedded in my brain, unlike other things, you know.
Yeah, well, there's other themes that are embedded in our brains because of the Vegas visits, but we'll leave that one for another day. Want to welcome all the guests in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about it. I want to give some play to the Golden Gate, Sonny, because they took care of us right there. They gave
yeah,
us
they
literally
did.
The floor. They treated us to drinks. They gave us a meal after the fact. I had never had New York State. I did.
And they gave us the waitresses.
That's right, and the waitresses. And they also gave us that bartender that flipped. Oh, that's right. You weren't there the next time. The second time, that bartender that was real. No, okay, maybe I shouldn't put the beans out in public. But the bartender that was there was real. He was the first one to answer his back, remember?
Yes.
He was cool. That kid, he was
mm-hmm.
cool, man.
Yep, and that was a cool broadcast because there wasn't a lot of people there. That was cool. And when we were able to, you know, do what we were able to do, that was really nice. That whole situation in Golden Gate, and they've changed ownership about three times since we've been there. It's one of the reasons why they never got back with us the second time we got all set. And I got the request out to Binion's to try to get, and I have not heard back from Binion's, and that might be because it's the holiday season. The last thing she's worried about is us. So we'll probably hear something maybe at the beginning of the year about getting set up at Binion's. So I'm in the process of trying to get that all squared away and get it done.
Sonny, I appreciate that. Thank you. And it's going to be February 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, I guess. But we're going to be there just for the weekend, which will be Friday night, Saturday, and we'll leave Sunday. But I am going to be taking the family with me, and I hope the big dog will be taking his family with him, too. Those that wish to go, you don't want to take your what?
Shut up.
Oh, did you tell me to shut up?
Yep.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian, come on back, dude. Did you finally figure out the price of your wife, your Russian bride? I'm just curious. Did you pay in dollars or rubles?
I just wonder, forget it, I'm not going there, jeez.
I don't know
if she's listening. I don't want her to get a bad opinion about me, so I'm not saying stuff.
The big dog says he paid in goats. Hey,
if this is real, she's going to have his ass. Or your ass, one of the two.
Well, if you noticed, he said he was going to put himself on mute. That way we could hear what was going on. You know, he did say he was hands-free. And you two is listening. Maybe actually he did put us on speaker. Michelle, Mishka, whichever one it is today. I don't know what name. He says the American name is Michelle. Maybe it's something else tomorrow. I don't know. That did sound bad, didn't it?
Yeah, I am making it worse.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. I am so sorry. But anyway, Michelle, why don't you, I know you're not feeling well, but why don't you, let's hear your voice. Oh, that's probably why he muted himself, because we can hear her coughing. If she doesn't feel well. Okay.
Is she taking a doctor?
Oh, my God.
Thank God we don't have video here. And thank God the sound is not that good.
You're a rat bastard. But you can see his hands were free. And he has headphones. So, way to go, Bri-Bri. Anyway.
Well, actually, now that I have... I mean, we have
how many stories have we done this morning? Like, two?
Two. But that's what I was alluding to. And now we have Couch on there, who, of course, is the NFL expert.
Boy, that term is used loosely, but yeah, go ahead.
No, Sonny, you are the lingerie expert and the indoor football expert.
I'll take that one. I will take that one.
Oh, so he did say football expert. So he wants us to go back to football. What a jerk.
We're
just kidding.
Is this the end of the Sanchez era in with the Jets? Now that he's been benched and they did not go with Tebow.
Tebow.
Tebow is
I
still the
that
first
was,
guy.
What a crack up! You don't even go with Tebow. I mean, that's telling you exactly what they had planned this year, which was Tim Tebow was there to put a boot up his ass, and guess what? It didn't happen. They didn't necessarily want Tim Tebow. They had Tim Tebow pretty much cheap, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember how much they actually paid for him. If
like one draft
or two, how much he paid for him? Sounds like Brian. But I'm not sure. Not sure how much the contract was worth when they first set that whole thing. I don't think the Jets had any intentions whatsoever on playing Tim Tebow. Or, hell, that might have taken place. Remember, if you remember last year, they brought Tebow in week 7 or 6 or 7. I can't. It might be 6. And that's what had to happen in order for them to in order for them to have a chance to make the playoffs like they did last year. Well, when they had a chance, they weren't taking Sanchez out, which tells me that they had no intentions whatsoever on playing him in the first place, and it didn't work, and there you go. They're both probably going to move on.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. I guess from what they're saying is they're gonna Tebow's contract, I guess, was only for 1 year.
Yep.
And not going to renew it at all, so Tebow will be a free agent, and they're going to try and shop Mark Sanchez, but the only problem with Sanchez is he has an $8 million contract coming up guaranteed for next year.
Yeah, someone's going to pick it up. There's going to be teams out there that will take a chance on Sanchez. And the reason being is that whole offense that was up in New York was never built around him, even in his first 2 years when he was a rookie and a sophomore. I mean, over there. It was never really ever built around him and what he does best. And of course, I'm not really sure what that is, but whatever the hell they're doing right now is definitely not what he does best. So there might be a team out there that might find a way or find something that will work for him in order for their team to be successful. Now, here's another thing I heard. It's kind of funny. You know, with quarterbacks and everything moving, I heard, this is just what I heard, the Jets are actually interested in Michael Vick. And if that's the case, my gosh, why are you putting a Band-Aid on an open gush? And that's exactly what the hell's going on when you grab up Michael Vick for the Jets.
Actually, you're not even putting a Band-Aid on. I think you're rubbing salt in it.
that could be too, because I don't see how that, unless they change the whole offense up in New York for the Jets, bringing in a Michael Vick is almost useless because of the type of quarterback that he is. He fits nowhere. If they don't plan on changing the offense, okay, Michael Vick's not the answer up in New York, okay? That's just the way it works. If they bring him in there, they're going to have to make some changes in order to identify his strengths in order for that team to be successful. I've never seen anything like it. It's just amazing what people think a name will do for you. And obviously, just because it's Michael Vick, it sure in the hell hasn't happened in Philadelphia. Taking these little names, all you got to do is go down to Arizona, see Kevin Kolb. Okay, Kevin Kolb has 3 or 4 good games while he plays in substitution for Donovan McNabb, and everybody thinks he's his second coming. Then when he gets down to Arizona, he's exactly what he is, a backup quarterback. This buy now to get something to hopefully help your team. Sooner or later, you got to get over that and find a guy in the draft. Not that there is really any big quarterbacks in the draft this year that you would want to sell your soul for, but still, you got to start somewhere. You might as well start anew, start afresh, find a young person, a young guy that can maybe sustain your franchise for maybe at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, if Michael Vick goes to, or actually wherever he goes, wherever Michael Vick ends up next season, whether he stays or goes somewhere else, always the question with Michael Vick is not if he's going to get hurt, but when he's going to get hurt and how many games will he miss from the season.
Absolutely.
Every single year. Every single year. Yep.
And here's what I think. Matt Moore down in Miami needs to be the backup to wherever he goes, because this guy's getting screwed wherever he plays, okay? He can't get behind Cam Newton. He can't get around Ryan Tannehill in Miami. So that whole situation, wherever Michael Vick goes, he needs to get on the phone with his agent and say, I want to go there.
Yeah, that's true.
So, There's a lot of things that, you know, that could help certain players in the NFL, and hey, Matt Moore is one of these guys. I think this guy could be a real good quarterback if he got the real opportunity. I mean, he never had the opportunity down in Carolina. That team was horrible before he overtook. I mean, there was nothing put together. And if this guy ever got behind a team that put together a team, I mean, with all the pieces moving at the same time, you know, he could be pretty good.
Scorekeeper, what do you got to say to that?
Yeah. No, you know, I'm...
No, he's going, who the hell is Matt Moore? That's what he's saying.
No. I actually set him up on that one because he likes to, you know, say, oh, so, Scorekeeper, what's your opinion on that? When he knows I switched gears and I went to something else, he will deliberately ask me, so what's your opinion?
Actually, no. Most of the time, it's not deliberate. Only about maybe 15% of the time. The rest is actually genuine. I actually think you're actually this and when you're not.
Well, you'd be surprised. That's what happens when I'm talking to people all the time. It always happens. And it's what the benevolent dictator does. You know, he has to listen. Yes, I do ignore you. But when I speak, you have to listen to me.
There you go.
Guys, Brian and I were actually talking about that stuff, about Tim Tebow and Garcia. I'm sorry, I mean Sanchez. Whatever.
Garcia.
Yeah, Sanchez, Garcia, whatever. Who cares? Gonzalez. They're all the same. But I did mention yesterday that there was some talk about why they brought Tebow over. And why is it that we... No, it was to light a fire under him, but other people believe it was to sell butts. It was personal seat licenses and stuff like that. It didn't work. It didn't do anything.
I didn't know, but that was part of it, though, because they were all cashing in. There was someone sitting straight across from me that was a big Tebow fan, and I said, no, that's not what he is. It's that offense that was helping him out and that defense that was helping him out. He's not that great.
Well, you know
what? What the hell is that? I haven't had the sound of a train in my backyard since I had a train in my backyard.
I remember that.
Yeah. In Commerce. I had a train that was in my backyard. People would come over and visit and say, my God, are we having an earthquake? No, that's a train back there. It's right behind us.
My sister, the same thing, the backyard, right behind the backyard.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Mary Lou.
Yep.
Yeah.
And still go by there.
Yeah, and I actually hear the metro every now and then at about 4 in the morning. I can hear the metro, the blue line.
Oh, from where I'm at now, they have the...
Metrolink.
The Metrolink, but I also hear the regular train with sometimes at 3 in the morning, they're just blaring its horn.
Bastards.
And it's the one that's like a mile long with all the double-stacked bins and the whole thing.
So you're trying to say that the people in Chile, when they have their 8.8s, have nothing compared to you?
Oh, no. I mean, no, I can't feel it. I don't feel it.
Yeah, I thought you were a little bad there, big dog. Hey, Brian, come on back, dude. Come on, Brian.
No,
what the hell is that screen sound?
No,
what
I was
going
to say is, you know.
Who's calling you?
I was sending a message.
You were The Choo Choo?
Yes, my Choo Choo.
There's a classmate that went by that name, Choo Choo. Choo Choo.
Well, I was gonna make a joke about 8.8, but never mind. It's too late now.
Okay, hold on a minute. No, train going by. You really think you have nothing on those people that have an 8.8 earthquake down in Chile? Go ahead, big dog.
Don't
give me that. Don't give me that attitude. This isn't Vegas.
Too late now.
This fucking 8.8. You don't know. You can go to hell. You can go to hell.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, do you know how insecure the big dog is whenever we go to Vegas? I mean, I'm literally there begging him to go on air with me, and he's like, no, no. Anyway, he's holding on to his little, well, whatever.
Man boobs.
Okay, yeah, your man boobs. He's holding on to his man boobs saying, No, Judge Judy's on, no.
Don't do that with my red button big dog.
And don't be putting down Judge Judy. I love her.
I'm not putting her down. The big dog was talking about Judge Judy's on when he does the radio programs over in Vegas. So he doesn't want to go on, you know? And he wants his spaghetti at a certain hour. And well, whatever the hell you do when you go all mental on me before you
I
go on.
I was like, Rain Man, I'd make a fortune in Vegas, damn it, like he did. Please give me that part of it.
Yeah,
he has $246 to put in the slot machine.
That's right. Kmart sucks.
Oh, you did see that, right?
Kmart sucks. His underwear's on the highway.
You see, Matt's like, what? What's Rain Man? Oh, you guys talking about that video game, Rain Man? No. Rain Man. The
Rain
movie,
Man.
Rain Man. Yeah, with Tom Cruise. With Tom
She's sparkling. She's sparkling.
Yeah, wow, you do it. Dare I say, you do Dustin Hoffman good.
Everybody says that, so anyway.
Did he say that?
Yeah, she said that.
Then I want to see the chicken.
Yeah,
oh,
that,
my Lord.
That's
you
what she said.
You want to see again?
Well, I want to know. Since he does Dustin Hoffman, I want him to be like Tootsie.
So did you hear that? Next time we go to Vegas, he wants you to do Tootsie.
I can't do Tootsie. I can only do Rain Man. That's about my only. I don't do Dustin Hoffman. I do Rain Man. That boy, that sounds weird too.
That didn't take very much for you to admit that.
Oh, good Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money Moon Quarterbacks on Saturday. We don't take breaks because we're stupid. We are the runts of Saturday morning, and we are continuing. We have a lot of stuff to go over. Since Bri is giving me, like, the attitude, he's not answering me. I hope
I don't mind
him. He's on air. He's listening to us, but he muted. I guess the reason why he muted himself is because they're making noise now. So I'm
well,
sorry.
He doesn't want his wife to hear what you're saying.
No, he is listening to us. He's still alive. He doesn't want us to hear what they're doing. He said.
Well,
he
is he driving?
Well, I don't know if we want to ask clarity what we mean by driving. I'm sure he's driving. He's a dirty guy. He's got my innuendo.
Okay. Because I was going to say, you know, he may be driving. I think it's an automatic, but she's driving six.
If she is a Russian bright, gotcha.
Maybe shifting into high gear right about now.
Well, they are silent.
That's that joke that I was in. Why is the car in first, but I'm in third?
I never heard that one. I actually never heard that one.
Yeah,
oh, he got it. I didn't. I guess I must be Matt Alvarez for a few seconds.
Me and Sonny, I'm telling you, we have that thing, and we're on the same wavelength.
I don't know.
Yes,
well, yeah,
definitely.
True, I'm usually weary of the radio program. What?
What? Are we talking sports? What?
Yeah, that's what he says when I'm on air with him. Like, what? Was that sports related?
What? Is that sports?
No, that was sir. You know, this is the first time that we actually did a football game study, both you and I, where I did not comment on the cheerleaders or I did not comment on the ball girls. I really thought that was repetition.
The ball girls?
They're all ball girls, and they're all cheerleaders. They're beautiful women.
and they hit hard.
Oh, man, they're mean. I'm telling you, I don't want to get hit by. I mean, you know, guys get together. We're pretty dumb, you know. We say stupid things, you know. I don't want to get hit by one of these girls. I'm telling you, I've seen what she did to that one dude. If you get on Facebook and you go over to one of those girls' Facebook, they put up a video of that her destroying a radio personality up in Seattle. And she blew through that guy, unbelievable. The guy started immediately bruising, and they showed the picture, and you can see the bruises up the side of his body. It's a crack up.
For being a guy who obviously is afraid of being hit by one of those girls, you know, it's funny that when we were doing the pregame show, Sonny set me up in the best way possible. Sonny actually had the audacity to ask me on air, "So, scorekeeper, are you going to hit it or am I?" Is that a football-related question there? It was so funny because it was not set up. I'm sure everyone thinks that was set up, and it wasn't. Because you can actually hear Cass Potato saying, you can even hear him say, "Oh, God, I can't believe I did that."
It's one of those things, as soon as you say it, you know,
yep.
you wish you're going, "Oh, my gosh, I didn't just say that." I won't go that way, but yeah.
Because you knew it was so genuine, because I'm like, "Sonny, did you actually say you either me hit it or you? I'm going to do it."
It's kind of interesting. I was talking to my wife about that whole call. I mean, which, by the way, we're over 30,000 listens on that dang thing, by the way, which is awesome. But once we got into it, this was secondhand. I mean, I just didn't know what to do but call the game. I mean, in reality, and I hate to admit this because I'm a guy, I mean, I wasn't looking at the girls. I was looking at football players, and it's tough to admit, but the fact of the matter is they take the hook, which gets you there, is the lingerie league, okay? That's the hook that gets everybody in, and as soon as the whistle blows, it's totally different. Forget the fact these girls are in lingerie. I couldn't even get my mind on the fact that they were in lingerie until the end of the game and scorekeeper pointed something out to me. I mean, that's how into the game I was.
And that's just why, Josh, because you were in the game. You were watching the game. Actually, you were calling the game. That's why. Actually, watch a game without calling it. Trust me, you'll notice that they're in lingerie.
Okay, hold on a minute. All right, yeah. And that's what a lot of people told us. But here's the thing about Cospita. That's why he's the hardest working man in sports, because he's able to do that. Whereas I now know that I had something in the couch potato. The couch potato had a nice, good television set, but I obviously had IMAX, 3D. I had it all because I was thinking, what the hell, big dog? What are you doing? Why are you checking out my beard? He looks like Mary Poppins going left and right, right in front of me. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Are you seasick? Are you trying to make me sick? But the point is, yes, I have a lot of gray on my beard. It's not all gray.
More so, though.
I'll never get to where you are.
More so, though.
You have no black on your hair. It's all white.
I know where it is. I got the same things there, big dog. I'm pretty much... I shave it because I was going bald, but the parts that do grow in are gray. Sad.
Talk about pissing Judge Judy off, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, that was good. Sonny, I obviously had an IMAX digital 3D TV because while I was watching the game, I took it all. That's why I was able to explain to you what? No, it's not. But I'm saying that's how much I was into the game, that I was able to see it all.
Yep.
It doesn't matter where
Some
I was.
People
no,
just
not
have
talents right
like
here.
That.
Yeah, I was actually right here in studio when I was calling the game. I'm trying to get it to work on that one, but sometimes, you know, I can't get it up on the screen. Can't get it up on the screen, the image. Anyway, Brian, I'm trying to sucker. Yeah, I know they're going to kill us for that.
No, I said they make pills for that.
Oh, they make pills for that? I don't know. Because no matter what I take right now, because it's just not working. Okay. Well, that's good, ladies and gentlemen. We had a good time with that. We still have an incredible amount of news to go over. We have some baseball stuff. Brian also brought up to me on Friday when we did a program yesterday. Without Couch Potato?
Huh?
Oh, no. He's still here in the chat room. He got lost.
I'm here.
Yeah, I know you're here, pal. Anyway, we were talking about, and Brian was a bit on the concerned side when it came to the NFL, where these hits and these penalties are out of control. Players are being hit with penalties after the fact over seemingly innocuous.
Wow.
That word made me feel good.
Wow, that was impressive. Did that hurt?
Not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, I don't know if you feel it the way we guys do, but I had that chill going down my spine when I said innocuous. Oh, shit, did it again. Sorry. I mean, golly. Oh, I'm going to have to talk to my wife for a little while. Holy gee whiz, yeah. I say innocuous, and oh, there goes again. Oh, wow. Really works well in the back. Feels good saying innocuous.
All right, that's enough.
Not as far as I'm concerned. But Brian had some arguments about that going on. Now, here we go. Big Dog has that comment.
Yeah, fines for this week.
Which is a staple.
Yep.
There's another one for you.
Strong KT Chris Hope of the Atlanta Falcons was fined $30,000 for his helmet to helmet on New York Giants receiver Victor Cruz.
Was it intentional?
Well, evidently they feel it was because they fined him $30,000 for it. Falcons wide receiver Roddy White and Giants cornerback Corey Webster were fined $7,875 for a scrimmage. It says White grabbed Webster's face mask and Webster struck White in the face. Other penalties announced by the NFL were 49ers. Deshaun Golson was docked $21,000 for an illegal hit. Titan defensive end Antonio Smith and Jets defensive end Quinton Couples were fined $15,750 for helmet-to-helmet hits. Ravens wide receiver Anquan Boldin and cornerback Kerry Williams were fined $15,750 each for unnecessary roughness.
I like that movie.
And Chargers cornerback Antoine Kaysen and Titan safety Jordan Babineau were docked $7,875 each for unnecessary roughness. Bears wide receiver Brandon Marshall was fined $5,250 for throwing the football into the stands following a 15-yard touchdown.
Oh, God. Come on.
Those were the fines of the week.
Gosh.
Bye.
Hey, and I'm telling you, my conspiracy is coming to... All these stupid fines are to pay for the lawsuit that they're going to get nailed on. And granted, it's not going to amount to the amount of money that they're getting hit, but anything helps, and that's what Rod... Thanks, Roger. Goodell.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just a bunch of crap. I mean, you know, you play this game. This game is physical, and in a split second, you're making the decision. It's not like you have, you know, 30 seconds to watch it in super slow motion to make a decision on some of the things that happen out on the football field. Sometimes you're going to have to give these guys the benefit of the doubt that they're not actually out trying to do something where they have enough time to think about it. It's just getting really old and really stupid, but we get back to Roger Goodell and what he's doing. He just added to the amount of money that they don't have to pay out of their own pockets in order to pay off this lawsuit that's going to happen. Brilliant.
I agree. You know, like those unnecessary roughness or even the helmet-to-helmets, a lot of times those are unintentional. I mean, these guys are flying from across the field trying to tackle the wide receiver or the cornerback or the running back, whoever's got the ball. And, you know, they say, oh, you have to stop if you're more than two steps away or two steps or less. You can't hit them. I mean, if these guys are flying across at top speed,
and another guy hits him, and you're two steps away. I mean, you're going to end up hitting the guy. That's just the way it goes. You know,
yeah.
They're getting stuff that, you know, that's really out of their control. I mean, you cannot stop on a dime when you're on a full, you know, you weigh 260 pounds, and they want you to stop within two steps. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable what the NFL expects from some of the players that I think in reality are just way too much expectations on what they can and can't do when they're about ready to do it. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. This is now my segment from Bleacher Report. This is where I read off the article, and you have to determine whether it's Bleacher Report or Real World Media. So this is the Bleacher Report. All right, here is the first one. Teams with assets to deal for Mark Trumbo. Is that a Real World one or a Bleacher Report one?
Repeat it there. I'm sorry, scorekeeper. You blanked out right when you were in the middle of it. Say it again.
I wasn't having relations.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, sorry. This is the Bleacher Report segment. Is it a Real World Media or is it a Bleacher Report article? Here's the question. Teams with the assets to deal for Mark Trumbo. That's the byline, or no, that's the article title. Is that from Bleacher Report or written by Bleacher Report or a Real World Media article?
Big Dog? Real?
I think it's Bleacher Report.
And it's a Matt. What's Matt going to say?
Matt has
an answer. Go ahead. See, Coach, I'm going to use your Roger Goodell rant on my show next week. Oh, yes, I will. Go ahead, Matt. It is a Bleacher Report article. Okay, here's the next one. Report. Yanks Angels talk Wells trade.
That sounds real.
Oh, you say it's real?
That sounds real.
It is a Bleacher Report article. Maybe I should put the time and date of this email. It was, 4 days ago, December 18th. But it's the Angels one, so sorry. Okay, this is December 18th. Okay. Now, is this a real-world article or a Bleacher Report? Hamilton penciled in to bat cleanup and play left field. A Bleacher Report or a real-world article? Funny?
At least it sounds real.
OrangeCountyRegister.com, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go. Next one.
You're in the paper, by the way.
Oh, yes. Did you know that the Orange County Breeze follows NDB Media? And I think also the Orange County Register follows NDB Media.
Well, that's good. So who's the Orange County Breeze?
They're another newspaper in Orange County. Yeah, it's okay. They follow us. I don't care. All right. Texas company sues Hamilton. Is that a Bleacher Report or Real World? That's the article title. What is it?
Well, I would say it's real because that doesn't sound like something that would get down to a Bleacher Report writer.
Yeah, it's real. ESPN. Oh, well, okay. Well, anyway, it's a media one. Let's just say non-Bleacher Report. Set ESPN.com. Okay. Here's another one. Angels bring Hamilton's accountability partner on board. Big Dog.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Okay. What is it, Sonny?
Man, that one. I don't know. I don't know. I'll say Bleacher Report just because of odds.
What'd you say? It's WPXI.com.
Yeah, it sounded real. I thought maybe it was real.
Okay, here's another one. Why adding Hamilton doesn't make Angels the favorite
Bleacher
in the American
Bleacher
League?
Report.
You need to finish that one.
BleacherReport.com. Next one. Top 10 prospects in Angel system.
God, wow, unbelievable.
This one is old, but because the deal already went down. But this was the entitled. This was the article title. There's two more. This one. Rays still interested in Morales? Kendrys Morales, who was traded to the Mariners. Is that a real? I was very disappointed as well, but they got to make room for all those billionaires.
I would say real.
Real? What do you say?
Yeah, that one sounds real.
CBSSports.com.
Yeah, I was disappointed when he left.
So was I. And ladies and gentlemen,
especially after making that big comeback that he made. I mean, you know, of course, you know, with breaking, when he broke the ankle, and it cost him, what, a year and a half? Two years?
Actually, I'd say 2 years.
2 years. Just for jumping up and down.
Be stupid!
For
being stupid.
Yeah, big deal, dude. Big deal.
When you hit your home run, didn't you celebrate?
I actually did hit a few walk-offs.
What's that something?
But I never hit a walk-off. Well, actually, no, I take it back. I did it in Ken Griffey Major League Baseball on the Nintendo, and I also did it. I also did it on several other baseball games. I hit a few walk-offs. Oh, no, actually, I take it back. I had several walk-off hits. I never had a walk-off home run. But my greatest game was when I was Al Bundy when I hit 4 home runs. Yes, that was a hell of a game. I'll never forget. I mean, I was not. Hell yeah! God damn it! Hell yeah! Man, I was actually, I just lit up the team because we beat their ass that day. Man, that was awesome. That was awesome. I hit 4 home runs. I was Al Bundy that day, and it was in my sophomore year. Unbelievable. Final one. Updated off-season grades for every team. Bleacher Report or Real World?
Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report. And it is Bleacher Report. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for playing, and thank you for all the idiots at BleacherReport.com. Because
I'm a former idiot.
Sounds lame. I'm sorry?
I'm a former idiot.
No, you left because you actually had, you tried to tell the truth there.
Yeah.
And shut you down.
Yeah, they did.
Because they thought you were making it up.
Yep. Yep. And I had the recording. I put it on the interview, on the show, and everything. So, yeah, you got to love Bleacher Report.
It was absolutely hilarious when Mr. Clark took down all of his articles on Bleacher Report. He said, you can't do that.
And I said, watch me.
And he did. He did.
There's 4 that are left that they blocked for some reason. I don't know why, but there's 4 that are left that I can't break down. So I think they found out that I was doing it and then tried to stop me.
You should claim copyright infringement, but look at what it says first in the contract.
It's probably somewhere within the agreement that I had with them that I can't do it. Which, by the way, it's kind of interesting since I left them 2.5 years ago. You know, I wrote for them for 2 years. You know how much money I made writing for Bleacher Report?
$6.
Nothing. Not a freaking dime. And on average, where I write, and I'm not saying I should get paid a lot because I'm horrible at it, but on average, where I write now, which is over at examiner.com, on average, I make $65 a month with my articles.
Pays for gas.
Yeah, pays for gas. But no, he's
at least I get something. Instead of plugging butt to a bunch of people from who controls it? Is it CBS? I think CBS controls it now. I think they bought the vested interest in Bleacher Report.
Yeah, that's the only reason why CBS quotes Bleacher Report writers now. Because I've noticed that media actually interview these people. And good for them. Hey, you know what? Bunch of idiots scored big. Good for you guys. But,
there are thousands of people that actually read that stuff, and, you know, they're making money. They're making money.
Silence is everywhere.
Bri, come on, dude. You're listening. I mean, it shouldn't have taken you that long, Bri. Come on back. You should have taken care of business. You're driving, dude. Come on.
Yeah, he is. He's taking care of business. He's driving.
Yeah, but come on already. Come on back, dude. I like it when your wife coughs. It's a Russian cough.
Maybe that's why he's taking so long, because his wife's saying, come on already.
that was bad. Do you think we should punk Cuervo and call Cuervo right now?
Yeah, call him. You got the number?
God, Cuervo's calling me on the cell phone.
Yes,
oh, my God.
Come on.
I can't. It says hold
on air. Call him on air.
Sonny, take over.
Oh, okay. I'll take over. Hey, we were talking about NFL hits. Guess what? I was actually looking up one of my favorite players of all time, okay, on the defensive side of the ball is the guy who is the vice president for football operations, okay? His name is Merton Hanks, played for the 49ers. I'm sure, Big Dog, you know who he is, right?
Oh, what did I say? Take over, and then you go to the Big Dog. Oh, my God.
I just asked him a question.
Well, he was over with me on this side.
Got it. All right, forgive it. Merton Hanks played for the 49ers, okay? And boy, I love this guy. He was one of my all-time favorites, plus he had the best celebration ever. Okay, this is what he says about NFL hits, because he's in charge of the fines in reality. And so I've learned a lot about this, and I wanted to talk about it. The fines amounts are coming from a Merton Hanks, okay? Just to let you know. And I guess the fact that Roger Goodell approves them, I guess that's probably one of the reasons why we're mad. But I did a little investigative work, okay? Merton Hanks, he was an NFL defensive back before he became the guy in charge of the issues to the NFL regarding fines, okay? And he works in the league office in New York. And this is what he told the New York Times. This is what he said. And this is a former player who's in charge of the fines, which was really interesting. He says, there was a player this season in the Jaguar-Titans game who had a clear shot at a tackle, but he let the receiver go by, presumably as a result of feeling uncertain on whether or not he had the proper angle to hit a receiver without drawing a flag. Now, that's Merton Hanks' opinion, and I'm going to take it, okay? And that's what he says. Now, this is the guy who sets out the fines. Now, he says, as a former defensive player, I can't tell you I'm happy about this. The fact of the matter is the guy, when guys are unsure, when they're turning down hits, he says that is a shift in the league, and it's not a good one. Usually you make the hit, and we'll figure it out later. But Hanks, and this is according to this article I'm reading, says, but Hanks doesn't seem to feel any sympathy for a player who does not know how to make a hit without drawing the penalty. And I'm going to tell you, I think that's the huge issue on all of it. You guys are football players. They're professionals. There are ways that you tackle people. These are the rules in order to tackle people. And here's what he says. That's on him. He is a professional. He has to master his technique. And I think I get it, and I think the more I was looking at it and the more I was understanding, he's absolutely right, Merton Hanks, and I don't question him. The guy played many years, and he's just one of the better guys that played the game, in my personal opinion. So,
Sonny, it's funny. The Big Dog over here was actually nodding, listening to your argument, and there's quite a bit of merit to that, but before we continue, we want to continue this conversation, but I do want to say that he did call us on my cell phone, which was absolutely hilarious, but I feel the love. He called me first and then realized he called my cell phone, but then we're just going to bring him in right now because we know he's having a hard time on the commute right now. But we want to bring him in. And there.
Oh, you didn't know?
But no, you know.
Your ass better call somebody!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are calling our resident hero. You know him as Senior Cuervo, or around here, we just call him Cuervo. I had called him my hero because when I asked for help in Vegas, he came to me. And then being the guy that he was, took sides with the other two. Damn. But it's all good.
So Cuervo, did the scorekeeper ever tell you were his hero?
Oh, we lost Cuervo! Oh, just at the exact moment we lost him. Okay, here he is. He's back. Oh, man!
You missed it. I think he missed it.
Did you hear your intro, Cuervo?
Cuervo, has the scorekeeper ever told you that he was your hero?
Oh, God, here we go.
No, but what happened was I loved your intro so much, I got excited and I hung up on accident. So I appreciate the intro. No, I had a dead spot on the road, so sorry about that. I didn't mean to, you know, pee in the Kool-Aid, so to speak, scorekeeper. But thank you. Yes, I am on the road, but, you know, like I said, it's good to be here. How's everyone doing?
We're doing real well, Quervo. The big dog is here.
Hey, Quervo, how's it going? Are you wearing the shoes?
What's that?
Are you wearing your new shoes?
No, I wore them yesterday. I showed them off yesterday. I'm not going to wear them again until Christmas Day.
Okay.
That's funny. So you know that people actually do read the Facebook deal, Quervo.
Now, we of course, have the couch potato on with us, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if Quervo heard the entire story, but yes, ladies and gentlemen, I did. Oh, go ahead, Big Dog.
We can go back to the whole front behind your shoes.
Oh, that's right. That was good. You beat me to that one. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Quervo, what's the shoe size? That's important for us to know.
What's that?
What's the shoe size, Quervo?
Oh, I want an 11.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
He says he wears an 11.
Oh, he's not going to let on?
Oh, okay.
Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed. It's okay if it's a 7. We're good with that.
Sure, silence. It's all right, ladies and gentlemen. It obviously hits a little too close to home, but it's all good. We have the team on right now. We were all there together in Vegas. It was Quirrell. It was Cash Potato, the Big Dog, and myself. That was cool that day. I mean,
maybe we can match make a field trip that weekend.
Well, we're going to hope that he can make the field trip to Las Vegas. We're going to be talking to him about that.
Make sure you get your parents to sign the trip.
Yeah, Matt, I'm going to have to send you a permission slip, though, so your parents can sign it, and then, you know.
If he really does show up, we're going to have to run. I'm actually going to have to run.
He's going to beat our ass. Yeah, but it's all right. The team is here. I'm going to invite Matt, of course. I'm also going to invite Todd Washburn. And Trey Patterson from Brian's program is in Vegas, so he may be joining us as well. I mean, this could be huge.
And don't forget, for dinner, we're all going to go to the Heart Attack.
Oh, the Heart Attack. Quervo, can you handle that with your athletic physique? Can you go to the Heart Attack?
He's the one who's going to save us all.
I'm not even going to go there.
Well, it's because, ladies and gentlemen, we know the man is in the service and he has to hold a standard. I mean, Quervo's not like one of those cops that's been on the beat for like 20 years when they're like 3 times their size that they actually got in. He's in the armed services, so he has to maintain a certain weight. That's why I say, you know, is a heart attack going to be okay for you?
I'll manage, guys. But, yeah, Tony did talk to me about it. I definitely want to do everything I can to make that trip. It bugs me, though, guys, because I should actually – and this was a plan. I don't know if I remember telling Sonny or not, but remember a couple months ago I told you that I'd be going to California? I should be with you guys right now doing the show live. Unfortunately, things didn't work out, so I definitely want to make the trip to Vegas. I'm going to do everything I can to get over there. With the help of Sonny, too.
Yeah, you know, Sonny, what is really going to be cool that if this one actually does happen in February, we're talking about not only we being there, but a significant other of the other team being there with us. And we're talking about even having our families there. This is a one-in-a-lifetime deal, dude. I mean, we're going to have the people from the radio as well as their families on. I think it's going to be kind of cool. It's going to be neat because the Big Dog may take one of his daughters, maybe two of his daughters.
Maybe we can broadcast. Hey, Sandy, maybe we can broadcast from Cheetahs.
Maybe.
What Cheetahs?
Quirrell knows what Cheetahs is. What's Cheetahs?
Oh, I know Cheetahs.
It's a buffet. It's a buffet there.
It's a buffet?
What's
that? Okay. Quervo, help me out here, because the Big Dog seems like he's pulling my leg, among other things.
Quervo, it's a buffet. It's a buffet.
Is it really a buffet?
You can call it that if you want to.
Okay, you see, he's on it.
I now know what it is. Okay, well, if we're going to go to Chivas, what the hell?
That's like people who say they go to Hooters because they got good food.
Hey, guys, I'll put it to you like this. They did a commercial on the radio for that place, and let's just say their spokesperson, quote unquote, with Tiger Woods. So you guys put two and two together.
That's actually quite good.
That's a crap.
You brought a huge smile to the big dog's face on that one.
That's a crack up.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a good time this morning.
I'm sorry, scorekeeper. I meant to tell Cuervo, I'm on Spirit Airlines right now to get an airline flight out to Vegas. It's $78 via Spirit on Friday if you leave at 9 a.m. or 4:25.
Yeah, you're talking about that weekend in February, or when is it that we're going to do
that?
Yeah,
the weekend in February. If you take off on the 8th, a Friday the 8th, that's $78, but it's the return date that'll get you. The return date, the cheapest flight is $178 on the way back.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, but that's a lot less than the gas.
Go Greyhound.
You're going to go Greyhound?
Well, I'm not.
Oh, he's telling you to go Greyhound, Carvel.
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't make it in time, guys.
Now.
He'd have to leave 2 weeks early.
Yeah, exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to switch over to football. I got to tell you that when we were doing the program, we are in football. I do apologize. We were going over the programs on Sunday morning. I was there for about an hour, but I had to leave because we had guests coming over. We had them basically on Saturday and Sunday, which is really cool. We had friends of the over on with us, and I had a chance to talk to Cuervo and Couch Potato about the Bears game, and I actually went with the Bears, but Cuervo called it. He said he wanted to go with the Bears, but he did not like their chances, and he turned out to be correct. And guys, this is great analysis by Cuervo and by Sonny, because I was the idiot. I was the one that said, no, I'm holding out hope. I feel something. And had the big dog been there, he says, what, is the inside source talking to you? No, I felt good about the Bears. But the Bears were actually beaten. They were beaten big time. Yeah. I mean, we are closet Bear friends. Remember, Cuervo, we admitted that when Sonny wasn't here, because we just didn't want to say that. But we did admit, I admitted on air to being a closet Bear fan. And I've got to ask you now, Cuervo, what's the deal? I mean, do the Bears still have a chance for a playoff spot, or did that one really... make it that they're not going to qualify?
Well, no, they definitely still qualify. Obviously, the division is no longer possible. Green Bay already wrapped that up, so it's going to have to be a wild card. Right now, they absolutely have to win their last two games. If they lose to Arizona or Detroit, it's over. So they have to win their last two games. Just to even have a fighting chance. And on top of that, and Sonny knows this, Seattle has to lose.
Yep.
So if Seattle and Chicago end up, guys, with identical records at the end, Seattle owns a tiebreaker because of the fact that they beat the Bears. So with that being said, they have to – I'm going to be the biggest 49ers fan this weekend. Seattle has to lose San Francisco in order for the Bears to still have a good shot at winning.
Well, here's another thing to keep track of there, Cuervo. If the Dallas Cowboys win out, they're going to win the NFC East. So that's if they win out. So they got the Saints and they have the Redskins. So that means the Redskins would at least lose one more if the Cowboys won out to win the NFC East. So that would put them in the position where the Dallas Cowboys would win the division, but they'd still have to fight the New York Giants and the Washington Redskins if Seattle wins one more of the final two.
Right. And now, I'll be honest, Sonny, I'm not really too worried about Dallas because of the fact that the Bears beat them this year. two teams that I've got my eye on that I'm going to be watching carefully are the Seattle Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings. Those are the two teams that I'm concerned with as far as, you know, tiebreakers and things like that. So those are the two teams that I'm worried about. If those two teams win out, then chances of the Bears making the playoffs are looking pretty slim.
Yep, it's a bad situation there as far as the Chicago Bears making the playoffs. They're just, I cannot believe there's right now there are five teams that are 8-6 in the NFL. Five, and then the Seattle Seahawks are 9-5. That's why if Seattle wins one more, they're pretty much locked up a wild card spot. Dallas wins out, then you got to deal with the other ones, but Dallas can't, you know, I don't know when the last time the Dallas Cowboys were able to win seven games, you know, go 7-1 in eight games. That's what they would have to do in order for them to win the NFC East, and I just don't see it. Not only that, I don't see it on Sunday against the Saints, so that's something interesting as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing the hardcore analysis from the Couch Potato and Cuervo. Of course, the big dog is joining me, and I'm the scorekeeper, ladies and gentlemen. We have 20 minutes left on today's program. It's gone by so quickly.
What about the Raiders?
We'll talk about the Raiders in just a moment. Okay, yeah, there it is. There's our official analysis that the Raiders suck, even though they won 15-0. I do not see them winning the last two games. They're probably going to lose and finish off at 4-12. That's neither here nor there.
I think, to me, the biggest surprise of the year is the Ravens going 9-5 so far.
And the Ravens play the Giants.
Yes.
Which I'm looking to
Baltimore.
Yes, I'm looking for that to be a good game. This is going to determine whether the Giants really are contenders or pretenders.
Well, they're the champs.
They are the champs, but they are 8-6.
They're still the champs.
I understand that, and I agree. I'm not arguing with you. But I also want to say that, for me, the game of the week is 49ers versus Seahawks, 10-3-1 versus 9-5. The second game would have to be the Giants-Ravens. Yes. There is another game that also is big, and I believe it's this one. Bengals 8-6 versus the Steelers 7-7. Will the Steelers have enough to finish 500? Because there are playoff implications for everyone. I don't think the Steelers, I guess they have an outside shot, but there's really not much there, ladies and gentlemen. I want to ask very quickly, because I know they're driving and they're not available. Cuervo, other than the 49er Seahawk.
Who's he driving with?
Hey, Cuervo, are you alone? Are you driving alone, or are you just driving?
No, I'm by myself. I'm actually going to be driving all the way to Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm going to spend Christmas with my mother and my sister, so about a good 9-hour drive. I've been on the road for about an hour now, hour and a half. So I still got a ways to go.
Oh my God, Cuervo, dude! You know what? Just because the big dog always gets the best of me. Do you hear him laughing in the background? Do you hear him? No, you don't really hear him, right? He was. You know what? I'm gonna say this off air because we just respect you too much. I will call you and tell you about this, Cuervo, but he's laughing right now. Sonny, did you hear the big dog laughing?
I hear him giggling.
Yeah, because he actually mumbled something, but I respect Cuervo way too much to say this one on air.
Well,
here we go.
I guess I'll say it.
What a dick.
I will say first, I love you, Cuervo. When you said you're going to Tennessee, so of course it's the South. And you said you're going to go visit your mother and your sister. I kind of worded out to scorekeeper, are they the same person? Ooh, silence.
I didn't hear. What'd you say there? It kind of died there when you said it.
Oh,
because
we
say?
Lost him again. Oh, man, we lost him again, but he's back.
What I was saying was he said he was going to Tennessee, and, of course, that's the South. So when he said he was going to visit his sister and his mother, I kind of mouthed to the scorekeeper. I said, well, are they the same person?
Did we lose Cuervo there?
But I love you, Cuervo.
I'm here, guys. What remarks you said?
When you see me in Vegas, don't beat me up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He's going to kick your butt with that broken ankle when we met him.
Yeah, yeah. So guess what? I'm 100% healthy now, guys.
Oh, that wasn't a promise.
Oh, no, that wasn't a threat. That was a promise.
Don't forget, I have a bad heart.
Hey, where is your little thingy, pushy thingy that's supposed to light you up?
Where is it?
It's in your pack.
You dumbass.
No, where's your accoutrement that's supposed to jumpstart your heart?
I wear it only when I work.
Oh, you wear it only when you're working? So you are improving, aren't you, Big Dog?
Well, I want to wear it all the time. I work.
Ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't want to wear his boar thingy all the time. He only wears it when he works.
Or when he's looking at Scarlett Johansson pictures.
Good man, Cuervo. Good man. We now know he is driving alone. Hey, Sonny, we know he's driving alone.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she is a beautiful woman. There's no doubt about that.
Oh.
Here? Big Dog's on a roll.
No. Actually, since Cuervo's on the line. Cuervo, what'd you think about yesterday's game between the Bulls and the Knicks with the fight, or supposed fight?
I caught a glimpse of it, guys. I had to go to a Christmas party last night, and I didn't really get to watch the game, but I saw something about it. I don't know the whole story. All I know is the Bulls won in many different ways in that game last night.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was close. I think maybe if Carmelo had not gotten thrown out in the third quarter, the Knicks might have won, since the Bulls only won by four. And I think Carmelo had like 39 points already in the third quarter when he got kicked out on his second technical. And in the fourth quarter, I guess Shaquem Noah and I forgot who the other guy was. Cuervo, do you remember? Couch, you remember who got kicked out?
No, I don't.
I'm looking for
Noah. Oh, dang, I'm not sure, guys. I can't remember.
Driving right now. Sonny, do you remember the other guy that was involved in it?
No, I don't. I didn't actually see it, so I couldn't answer that.
Okay, Big Dog is looking for it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to put this out right now. I've been kind of messing with Brian while the Big Dog continues to search. He's going to find it right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, NBB Media will be calling on LetMeHearYou.com tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be calling the Lions versus the Falcons game on LetMeHearYou.com. I am inviting all of my co-hosts that are with me today to join me for the live call. I'm trying to get Brian to be part of this live call, and I think this is going to be the first team he's going to call, but I would love to have everyone else and anyone else that would love to join us. And we are looking to do the Lions versus the Falcons game, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be on ESPN tonight, and we're going to do it on LetMeHearYou.com. So I'm inviting all of you to join me, and I think it'll be fun to call this game. It's a holiday game. There is no Monday Night Football. So anyway, Big Dog, I think you found it.
Yeah, it was Tyson Chandler that got kicked out along with Shaquem Noah in the fourth quarter. So we'll see if there's going to be any fines and or suspensions with this. It was pretty much the usual shoving match, you know, hold me back type of thing. So we'll see what goes on.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. There's too much silence there, Big Dog.
Well, we never got to baseball. Do you want to switch over to baseball in the last 12 minutes?
There's a lot of baseball news going on. Go ahead, Big Dog. Why don't you lead us off right now? Now, wait a minute. Sonny, are you going to do a program right after us?
I am. I'm going to be popping off here in a couple seconds to refill my coffee, and then we're going to start it and get Cuervo for a couple hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand the Big Dog is really talking a lot of crap over here. When Sonny said that he's going to pop off and go do a show, he said he's going to pop off and then go and get his show ready.
Yes.
Little Big Dog's feeling a little ornery this morning. But I know we're going to be joining you right there on the Couch Potato. We, of course, invite Matt Alvarez to call in to join us also with the Couch Potato. So it's going to be fun again, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to continue. There's going to be a lot of stuff to go over right now. So, Big Dog, why don't you get us going to the baseball? I have baseball stuff as well. Sonny, when we get to your program, I have some news, something that I've been talking about for the longest time about the long-term deals, especially when it comes to pitchers. Which are the long-term deals that have really come to pass that have been good for the teams? There are none.
Well, there's one.
There you go.
There's one, CC Sabathia.
Yeah, CC Sabathia is the only one that is actually.
And that guy's a workhorse.
And
maybe because he's as big as a horse, but I mean, he's still a workhorse.
And believe it or not, and actually, ladies and gentlemen, there is one more that people refute, and this is the one that I'm going to talk about. It was a 7-year, $42 million contract.
I know
that
it.
That was signed on or about 1996.
No, then I don't know it.
Well, no, let's see. What was it? Couch Potato?
I don't know it. I was thinking of somebody else. I was thinking maybe Carlos Beltran's when he signed with the Mets. But
that was no. It didn't say it was a pitcher. Carlos Beltran, I think, was in 2003, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Did that one work out?
Actually, you know, he's been hurt too. Carlos Beltran was hurt for a while. 1996. A-Roy's contract was signed in 2000.
Well, the one before that.
No, it was in 2000. $275 million.
When he was with...
Oh, no, $252 million. In 2007 is when he signed the $275 million extension. Yeah, no, it's not A-Roy. This was in 1996, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe Matt Alvarez should know who it is that I'm talking about.
Oh, I know it now. Now I know it.
Oh, okay.
Now I know it. Barry Zito.
No! Not Barry Zito.
I'm just joking.
This is a contract that actually did work out, even though technically it was extended, but the point is it did work out.
Barry Bonds.
Thank you, Couch Potato.
I was joking when I said Barry Zito. It was a joke.
Yeah, and that deal was a joke, too. Take a look at the years that Barry Bonds produced for that 7-year contract.
Yeah, with help.
It doesn't matter. He actually produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steroid head or not.
Well, the only other pitcher we were talking about was, what's his face, from Atlanta?
Maddox.
Yes. Maddox is the only other pitcher's contract that worked out.
It was a 5-year, $28.5 million contract.
Which was unheard of.
It was enormous. And everyone was saying, why didn't the Yankees pay? But then we all know why Greg Maddox went to the Braves, right, Big Dog? Do you remember that?
No.
Cuervo, Couch Potato?
I don't remember. I know he had a good relationship with Bobby Cox, but take away from that, I don't know.
Okay, Cuervo, do you know what Maddox famously said, why he chose the Braves over the Yankees, or specifically why he chose Atlanta over New York?
No idea, guys. Maybe he's from Atlanta. I have no idea.
It was very simple. Greg Maddox said, there is one newspaper in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. There you go. The Atlanta Constitution,
There you go.
Well played.
He said, look at the New York media and look at the Atlanta media. There's only one newspaper in Atlanta.
I have a stupid question for you.
You have a stupid question? Yeah. What, did you become?
More than usual.
Yeah, okay, please.
Would you have liked to have had Greg Maddox on your team?
Oh,
shut up! Here you go. Okay, guys, now I'm going to jump off, get the show ready, and I'll call in and we'll do the transition.
Okay, Sonny, why don't you go ahead and do that right now? In the meantime, while you do that, I'm going to have to send an alert to Kel Keck, and we'll be okay. So it's going to be all good. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Couch Potato didn't hear that one.
So how many more titles would you have won had you had Greg Maddox?
Oh, my God, we would have had him. Oh, I think we would have won at least one or two more, easily. So, Cuervo, we've got you on, dude, before we go on over to the other program. Got any baseball news you want to go over right now?
What was your guys' opinion on the trade for Toronto getting R.A. Dickey? Do you think it was an overrated deal, or do you think he's actually going to do some good things with the Blue Jays?
Okay, Cuervo, I'm going to tell you. I know the Big Dog has an opinion, but here's mine. Look, pitching, pitching, pitching. It doesn't matter what Dickey will do in the long run because he's only going to be there for a few years. But here's the thing. Toronto gets stronger because with the bullpen that they have, they're going to be more rested. They have a bunch of horses there now. Pitching is how you win in baseball, and all of a sudden Toronto is actually pitch rich. And they've got good pitching. They overall, 1-5, may have the best 1-5 in the American League East. And with their team that can score runs, all of a sudden Toronto may be the team that can knock a lot of teams off their perch because they have good pitchers. Not phenomenal, but good. And that's all you need sometimes. Look at what happened to the Yankees. The Yankees were the best team in baseball last year, period. They scored the most runs. They had the most home runs, most on base, most everything.
And what
happened when they went into the playoffs? Pitching beat them because their all or nothing doesn't work in short series. Big dog.
If Ari Dickey can get close to what he did these last couple of years, then I think it's a good trade for Toronto. But he is 38 years old, and I guess being a knuckleballer, I guess maybe there's not as much stress on your arm as if you were a fastball pitcher. So that might be a good thing for them. But if he starts to drop off, and that can happen for a pitcher, especially at 38, he's older.
He's a knuckleballer.
And yeah, so, it could be. This is the roll of the dice by Toronto. Toronto's rolling the dice because, as you said, they want to win now. They saw that the Yankees right now are on a downtrend, unfortunately. And, of course, Boston is really on a downtrend. And they see this as a possibility to say, this is our chance to get in there now. Because that's what they're playing for, is to win it all next season. They're loading up, and if anything, maybe the season after that, but they're definitely going after it this season. Would you agree to that?
Yes. It's a good deal for them, Cuervo, because the big dog, I think he sees what some other teams see. The Yankees are actually stalled right now, and knowing that they're not going to spend money, this may be the chance to strike. And Toronto is being aggressive. Cuervo, think about it. Think if this were the Cubs. Think if this were the Dodgers of old. Think about it. This team is making deals. They're bringing talent. This excites the fan base.
You know, the Dodgers now are doing that.
Well, yeah. I think this is good for them. I don't know what your opinion is.
All right, one last question, guys. One more baseball question. Speaking of the Cubs, they're close to signing Edwin Jackson from the Nationals. Good move or not so good?
It depends how much money, Cuervo. I think it's a decent move. Anyone can have a big year. Anyone can have a career year. But it's just how much money that they spend. Edwin Jackson, at times, he's a good pitcher. But, we'll see. I wouldn't go after him, in my humble opinion. I think he's not a guy that I would go after. But the guy does pitch. He does get out. But he's not the kind of guy that I would spend money on.
Yeah, I think right now they're looking at about a four-year, I think maybe $50 million, I think it was. It's kind of high, in my opinion. But at the same time, though, I'm pretty sure they're not asking him to be an eight. They just, probably number three or four guy. So they're not really, paying the house for him. So I guess it just depends. It's the price is right.
Yeah, Cuervo, I got it right here. It looks like the deal has been agreed to.
Okay.
It is a four-year, $52 million deal. Jackson was 10-11 with a 4.03 ERA and 31 starts. 189 2/3.
1 minute until showtime.
Yeah.
I really want to throw up. I'm really gagging right now. My Lord. Unbelievable.
Up. Guys, I'm not jumping for joy, even though I'm driving. I wouldn't be jumping for joy if I was sitting at home. I'm not very excited about the deal. I guess we'll see if he produces.
Yeah, I think they overpaid by about, I think maybe if it was a four-year $26 million deal, that might have been a little bit more
yeah.
in line, but 52, but you know what? Pitching right now is at a premium, whether you're good or not. I mean, pretty much a 500 pitcher that has a 4 ERA is getting, you know, $15 million a year.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that we are finishing up the program. We're going to make the transition over to the couch. And there it is, 5 seconds.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Morning News Radio. Game on. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, that's right. What to do. It is Saturday morning. What to wear. We're in dead middle of the best 4 hour block of Sports Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Bow to the masses. Break it down. It is the Couch Potato Sports Show taking the hands off flawlessly. From with the guys, home of the Monday morning quarterback on Saturday. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Is Cuervo still on the line, or is he going to call in? Cuervo, are you there?
He's actually probably going to be calling in on your line now.
Got it. Very well. So we should be joined with Cuervo. What? Speak of the devil.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
That's right. He is the fine. So to the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's Cuervo. Good morning. On the road again. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Sonny. How are you?
I'm doing good. On the road. Now, I took a guess at where you would be. My guess, if you left at about 6 o'clock in the morning from Chicago, you would be somewhere near Peoria or Bloomington, Illinois.
Not quite. I planned on leaving at 6. However, plans don't always work out. I left a little bit later, like 2 hours later. I was tired. You know, I wanted to make sure I got plenty of rest and whatnot, so I left at about 8 this morning. So I'm about 130 miles away from Indianapolis.
You're going to be going through Indiana, not going down south. I got my mind on Kentucky, not Tennessee. My fault. You're right. So you wouldn't be going Bloomington, Peoria way. So my brain wasn't thinking. So, you know, you're on the road, you're almost near Indianapolis, which is, you know, a fine trip in itself, you know. You're down there. Make sure you wave to Peyton Manning. Oh, that's right. He's not there anymore there, Cuervo.
Well, I'll say hi to Andrew Luck for you guys.
There you go. The cups go up. By the way, you got your coffee. You stopped and got your coffee before the show this morning, correct?
Oh, you already know, Sonny, of course.
Yeah, hey, all right, very good. Just wanted to make sure of this. We're forming the second half of the four-hour block of Sports Talk here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with Sports Talk with the guys. Hey, guys, I'm going to shoot it over to them really quick in case they didn't cover everything they had set over there on Sports Talk with the guys. Let's shoot it back over to Big Dog and the Scorekeeper.
I appreciate that. I think the Big Dog may actually have covered everything, or maybe he did not. I think he did. We were going to go over some of the contract stuff, but before we even get to that, we can actually get the program going, Sonny. Yeah, do what you'd like to do, and we'll end up the program over here and then just get on over to the Cap Potato program. That way we're all on the same channel and life is good.
Okay, we can do that then. I will put you on mute so you can finish up the show over there on Sports Talk with the guys, and we don't hear the ending ad, and we'll get you then, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, so they're going to shoot off, and they're going to call us back individually here on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. You have been listening to a very short simulcast, something that we initiated here on blogtalkradio.com. We've been doing it for a long time now. We're going to be doing a tri-cast very, very soon, where we do numerous programs. So we'll just call it a multicast or a menage a bleep PR. Not a menage a trois, but a menage a whatever. Hey, Doug, you wrote a lot of stuff down.
Yes, I just wanted to get your opinion real quick, since we're in overtime anyways. You are the baseball expert. This is ESPN's. They did the top 100 players of all time. They're this is the top 10 that they put in. Let's see if you agree. At number 10, Honus Wagner. Number 9, Mickey Mantle. Number 8, Stan Musial. Number 7, Roger Clemens. Number 6, Ty Cobb. 5, Hank Aaron. 4, Ted Williams. 3, Barry Bonds. 2, Willie Mays. And, of course, as always, the best, what everybody's considered the best player of all time, the Bambino, Babe Ruth.
Walter Johnson's not there. Cy Young is not there. These are probably the greatest players of all time. That would automatically kick Roger Clemens off.
Gehrig's on 12.
No, this is top 10.
I
didn't say Gehrig.
I know. Who have you said Walter Johnson?
Cy Young, Walter Johnson.
Walter Johnson is 12.
Roger Clemens is better than Walter Johnson? The Express?
They have Ricky Henderson at 14. Better than Rogers Hornsby? Better than Mike Smith.
Look, Ricky.
Cy Young is at number 17.
Okay, again.
Yeah, this is ESPN.
This is ESPN, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
I mean, anyone say that Roger Clemens is better than Cy Young? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Yeah,
Cy Young holds almost every record. What's that?
They have Albert Pujols at 19, and they have Joe Morgan at number 20.
Well, ESPN had Joe Morgan on TV for the longest time. Joe Morgan does not rate as the 20th greatest of all time.
Yeah, Joe Morgan's 20. Guess who's number 20?
Ryan Sandberg would rate higher than Joe Morgan.
Guess who's number 21? Who's behind Joe Morgan?
Johnny Bench.
Joe DiMaggio. At number 21.
Okay, we're obviously going to have to rip the crap out of it. You know, we're going to do a program just on this.
Go ahead, what else?
We could. I mean, Cy Young is better than Roger Clemens.
See, I don't know who this one is. It's number 25 of all time, Tris Speaker.
Oh, yeah, and I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Jesus, Mary.
Tom Seaver is 24. Randy Johnson is 23. 22 is Frank Robinson. 21, DiMaggio. 20 was, as I said, Joe Morgan. 19 was Albert Pujols. Excuse me. 18 was Aroyd. 17 was Cy Young. 16 is Mike Schmidt. 15 is Rogers Hornsby. 14 is Ricky Henderson. 13 is Greg Maddux. 12, Walter Johnson. And number 11 was Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig wasn't even in the top 10. Yeah, Clemens and where do you feel about, do you feel Barry Bonds number
8? I will not answer about Barry Bonds right now, because it's only so fair that we determine whether he actually gets one Hall of Fame vote. I do not believe Roger Clemens is one of the 10 greatest of all time in the history of baseball. Not even close.
Okay, let's say Barry Bonds gets 20% of the vote. Would you agree then that he is number 3 on the list?
No.
Top 10? Based on his numbers, and of course he was never convicted of anything, even though you know how I feel about it, but based on numbers and years and everything else that he's done, would you consider him a top 10?
Well, no. Bonds did say he took steroids unknowingly. He did say it.
Okay, but would you consider him a top 10?
See, I don't make arbitrary calls like ESPN. I don't, and I can't make arbitrary calls. But notice, when you say Roger Clemens, no!
Yeah. Okay, taking Bonds and Clemens out of that, are you okay with the top 8 then?
No, I don't like that list. There's just some holes in it. This is ESPN, guys. This is ESPN. But they're smart. because they're creating this conversation.
Yeah, because it says ESPN's Hall of 100 is what they called it.
They're creating, this is, remember, the 100 greatest athletes of all time, or the 50, and where did that horse finish, number 38?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I know we're in overtime, but they had the top 100, and they did an honorable mention, which was 25 more.
Long.
So these are the guys that did not make the top 100.
Sammy Sosa.
Number 120, I'll go 125 to 101. 125 was Roy Campanella. Okay. Archie Vaughn. He looks like a...
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Don Drysdale did not make the list. He's number 123. Edgar Martinez was 122.
That was all bad. And I mean,
maybe that's why he was honorable mention then, probably. Ed Delahunty. He played in the early 1900s.
Yeah, I don't recall that name.
Billy Williams was 120.
Billy T. Lando Calrissian. Okay. Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. I'm sorry. Rube Waddell.
Yeah.
Early 1900s again. Another early 1900s guy, Sam Crawford. These are early baseball. Dennis Eckersley was number 116.
Yeah.
Tim Keith was 114. George Sisler, number 114. Bill Dickey was number 113.
It's an ex-Yankee.
Ryan Sandberg was number 112.
Ryan Sandberg was clearly a better player than Joe Morgan.
Rude Galvin. Oh, geez. Maybe 1800s.
Yeah.
Harry Hillman was number 110. 109 was Don Sutton.
I could see that.
Okay, number 8 was Rafael Palmeiro. 107 was Johnny Mize.
Johnny Mize. Go ahead.
Hmm?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 106 was Whitey Ford.
The chairman of the board.
Number 105 was Curt Schilling. Didn't make even the 100 list.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think he won 300 games, no.
Number 104 was Dave Winfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
103 was Eddie Plank.
Yeah.
102 was Joe Jackson. Didn't even make the top 100.
Actually, Joe Jackson did not make the Hall of Fame.
Well, because of, yeah.
He actually had a relatively short career.
Yeah. He played from, no, actually he didn't. 12 years. 1908 to 1920.
Relatively short career.
Played for the A's, the Indians, the White Sox. He had a .356 career average.
Mm-hmm.
The highest, well, of course, you would know this. The highest average batting average for a player not in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And number 101, just missing the cut, was Lou Epling.
Yeah. Wow. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
They're creating a buzz. They're starting the conversation.
Oh, yeah, because I went on a rant a couple of days ago because they had their
prediction. So they're answering you.
No, they went on a predict. They went predicting the NBA playoff picture.
Dumbasses.
Number one.
Miami.
No. Miami's like number 4 for
Clippers?
The first. Clippers are the number one team to win the championship according to their rankings, their percentage or whatever their...
Whatever their editor is now is stupid.
It's the Clippers are the number one team right now to win the championship. They have like a 30% chance to win the championship. Then it's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Then it's, I believe, the Spurs. Then it's the Miami Heat. And then I can't remember who the other thing is. They have the Lakers at a... 1/10 of a percentage to win the championship.
So 10%.
No.
1/10.
0.1. 1/10 of a percent to win the title.
Oh, dumbass.
They only have them at an 18% chance to even make the playoffs.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're closing on the hour and 50-minute mark. Thank you. We've had a great time. They're idiots. I'm sure we'll be talking about that later. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time. We're going to go and join the couch potato right now. Life is good in the hood. We'll see you guys. Peace always. And thank God Armageddon has been put off for another day. And you can thank
Andy. Still here.
Yep, you can thank NDB Media for that.
And like I said, I have my Facebook. We're still here. Get me a happy like Christmas present.
Oh, I did catch that.
Take us away, big dog. See you guys. Be safe. Have fun. Enjoy your sports. See ya.